This download is the only extract the BBC has of this edition of Desert Island Discs. The presenter was Roy Plumley.
Frederick, you are Dutch, are you not?
Yes, I'm Dutch. My wife, Nina, is the Danish one.
Mm-hmm. And I believe you first met when you were both very young.
Oh, yes, and perhaps before that, because our parents knew each other.
Before that.
Yes.
Nina, did you have a musical education as a youngster?
Not very much. I was singing one winter after I came back from America, and I only had one thing in my head, and that was to go back again. My mother didn't want me to go back to America, and I sort of rather buried myself in music. Also, I had a very marvellous music teacher who was just as much a teacher of life, really, mm-hmm. as a teacher of music. But I only did it for the one winter, and then I went to Paris instead and went on with my studies of languages.
Yes. Frederick, what about you?
Well, I have no musical training. I never studied. I had once the opportunity to learn the guitar from a wonderful teacher, but I didn't take full advantage of it. I did take a few lessons, but I was a boy and I was interested in other things, girls, I suppose. And after that, I became a scholastic tramp, more or less. I went from university to university, trying to find my way and really not thinking for one moment that I would wind up on the stage.
Yes. What were you studying for?
Oh, in the beginning it was architecture and then agriculture and then literature. And I'm afraid that I'm not very good at any of these subjects.
Yes. Through the years, had you and Nina seen each other very often?
Oh, on and off, when Frederick came back to Denmark to see his family. But not that often.
Mm-hmm. And it was more or less by chance that you started singing together.
Mm. Yes, it was. It was, you know, like some young people. I mean, it's either someone knows how to play the piano or someone sings a guitar or something. And
we worked out harmonies together for certain folk songs that we'd heard in America as we'd both been there.
Mm.
And somebody dared us to go and do an audition, and we did. And it was all very ridiculous because we did get the engagement.
That is where the fairy tale stopped, though, because when we then decided to do it seriously, since then it's been a memory of... Well, it's a good memory, but it's hard work.
Sure. This first engagement of yours, where was it, Nina?
It was in Copenhagen in Tivoli. Actually, we were engaged for 2 weeks, and then it was prolonged to 2 months. And then from then on, we had lots of offers to go to Sweden and other places, and then we had to start getting serious about it and decide what we wanted to do.
In other words, it was an immediate success.
Well, it was, and it was out of proportion, in fact, to what we knew how to do. We didn't have a very large repertoire, and our stage craft was non-existent. We had no idea, really, what we were getting into. If I think we had known, we wouldn't have had the audacity.
You are a truly international act, and how many languages do you sing?
By nine, I should say. No?
We sing in more languages than we speak, but we sing in about eight or nine, yes.
You have lived in many countries, have you not, Frederick? Because your father was a diplomat. I believe you used to travel around with him.
Yes, well, I had an opportunity to see the world as a child, and it's funny that way because I've never thought of the world as compartments, but very much as a unit. Before I was 16 years old, I think I'd been to about 25 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And never lived in one country for more than about a year and a half, 2 years.
Now, your repertoire consists mainly of folk songs, does it not?
It does. Folk songs lend themselves very well to what we do. They are a very good medium between ourselves and our audience. Though we've never really approached folk music as folk songs. It's not really through a love of folk songs that we sing them. We've taken them because they are good for singing in two-part harmony. They usually tell a story. You can't sing a normal standard song when you're two people because you sing in abstract I form, and it doesn't make sense. And they have a musical directness that appeals to both of us. And from the beginning, really, we've tried to bring folk music into a modern musical idiom by having a jazz group backing.
Mm-hmm. You write some songs for yourselves?
Some of them we do, and some of them are written for us, and some of them we find here and there. Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part, is really finding material.
Yes. Now, your artistic partnership became a domestic one. You were married in 1960, I believe.
That's right.
How many children do you have, Nina?
We have three.
When travelling abroad most of the time, do you ever take the children?
Oh, we always have them along. Because,
everywhere?
Yes, they've been to the Far East with us. We've left them twice over a long period of time, but it was really because it was much better for them.
Mm-hmm.
That was when they were newly born. But otherwise, they go, and we have our chaotic household anywhere.
Yes. How much of the year are you travelling?
I should say about 8 or 9 months. Depends on whether I'm expecting another baby or not, which sort of puts Frederick out of work for 6 months.
Frederick, where is your permanent home?
No. Well, our permanent home is really split between Geneva, where we have our sort of working base, and then our farm in Spain.